Well, as I said, this is our commitment Sunday when we are going to recommit ourselves to the work that God is calling us to do at St James and into our community. But what is commitment? I looked up a couple of definitions. The Oxford Dictionary says the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or activity. But I really like this one in the Cambridge Dictionary. It says this: willingness to give your time and energy to a job, activity, or something that you believe in. And I found some photos of a few people who've showed real commitment in different areas and really made a difference. So just to look at these pictures, if we go to the one on the far right, that's Harriet Tubman. And she was an American abolitionist and political activist. She was born into slavery, but she escaped, and afterwards she made 13 missions to rescue about 70 enslaved people, including family and friends. And she used a network of anti-slavery activists and safe houses that was known as the Underground Railroad. And later on, she then became an activist for women's suffrage as well. And then if we go to the far left, we have Thomas Edison. In his early years, teachers told Edison that he was too stupid to learn anything. Work was no better. He was fired from his first two jobs for not being productive enough. And even as an inventor, Edison made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb. But of course, all those unsuccessful attempts finally resulted in a design that worked. At the bottom, we've got Orville and Wilbur Wright. And these brothers battled depression and family illness before starting a bicycle shop that would lead to them experimenting with flight. And after numerous attempts at creating flying machines, several years of hard work and tons of failed prototypes, these brothers finally created a plane that could get airborne and stay there. And at the top, we have Rosa Parks, who became such a well-known and well-respected figurehead of the American civil rights movement, and showed what ordinary people can do when they stick fast to their beliefs in difficult situations. Being committed is about being there for the long haul, persevering, sticking to your vision. It seems quite appropriate that on this Commitment Sunday, we've reached the end of our series on the Sermon on the Mount, where we've been journeying with Jesus through various things that we need to do to put ourselves in line with God, to see the world through his eyes and behave as he would behave. And over these weeks, I think that we've all thought more deeply about what prayer looks like and how we can personally commit ourselves to spending more time with God. And there are some real echoes of this in Psalm 27 that Tara read to us. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And there's both an emotional response and a deliberate decision. It says in verse 8, my heart says, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. I certainly recognise this dual response in myself. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We need to both desire to spend more time with God, but also make a decision to do that. So in recent weeks, I've been really trying to make deliberate times in my day when I pause and go and pray for a few minutes, and also to try and listen and not just talk. I think when we do manage that, it does make us feel closer to God. 1 month ago today, we thought about how we are God's treasure possession and how he cares about each of us deeply. And last week, we looked at the maternal side of God that is there to pick us up when we fall down, to walk with us through the storms of life. And today, as we think about commitment, we're finishing the Sermon on the Mount by focusing on these verses that remind us that when our hearts are in the right place and we're daily seeking God, we can ask him anything. We don't always get the answers that we want straight away. But in this passage, Jesus is encouraging us to keep on asking. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And we do that in the knowledge that God loves us and he wants the best for us. As Paul's just read, it says, if you then know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? A month ago, we were joined by a team of ladies from Catch the Fire Church in Wembley, who came and joined us on Zoom to share with us things that they felt that God was saying to us at St. James as they'd prayed over the previous 2 weeks. Hannah, my daughter-in-law, who'd invited them, hadn't told them anything about St. James or even that she was my daughter-in-law. So I even took my surname off the Zoom call so that it wasn't clear that I was. I don't know if you've had a chance to read what I sent out to you, or better still, perhaps to listen to it, because it maybe comes over more clearly. If you haven't and you'd like a link to hear the recording, then do email me and I'll send that link to you. I just thought as that we recommit ourselves today to God, I would just read out to you or highlight a few of the things that they said, because I think there were some particularly helpful words for us as a church at the moment. So first of all, they quoted this verse from Zechariah 4, verse 10. Do not despise the small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices in seeing the work begin. And what one of the ladies said here was, she said, I felt the Lord was saying that this is the start of small beginnings. I felt that the Lord was saying that you guys have worked together, you've grown together. There's things that are established and there's a strength in you. But the Lord is saying now this is the time to start building. Now is the time to start expanding what it is that you're doing. And just thinking back to those inventors I mentioned at the beginning, you know, those Wright brothers who started with a bicycle shop and ended up by inventing an aeroplane. It's the small things that we start with that God can use and take and change and transform into something amazing. Another word was about keep dreaming big. They said it's not just not letting our finances or our resources get in the way. It's knowing that God's got big plans for us because we have big hearts and he knows that he can trust us. This lady said this, I feel like you're going to see miracles of provision and multiplication as you say yes to him. And you just let him touch your hearts and respond to the needs of the community. And I see you as ones who see the ones that no one else sees. You're people who see the ones that no one else sees. I think that's just such a lovely image for us to hold on to, because we know that's what God does, isn't it? He sees the people that often go unseen in our world. And I was thinking about Thomas Edison, who obviously dreamed big. He made 1,000 attempts at getting the light bulb right, and he dreamed big and he got there in the end. Each of the people who spoke talked about St. James' love for the community and how key that is to God's calling to us. One of them said this, I just felt his heart for you. He loves you so much because you love so well. And my sense is you have such a heart for your community, especially serving them practically. Another one talked about our motivation. Our motivation is to make the love of God known in the community. They said this, and I felt the community people can see when there's a hidden agenda. And I felt that God was saying, you have no hidden agenda other than making me known. And because of that openness, and the fact you're not seeking something else, it means that many people will come to you and you'll be trusted. So throughout all of these words, there was just a real sense that God is calling us as a church into something new in our community. And I know that many of you have already been praying about this in the last few months. And I would encourage you to keep on praying as we continue to discern where God is leading us. It'll be really great if you could pray, especially on Thursday evening when we have our PCC meeting, and we discussed one of the possible next steps that we could be taking. In the last year, I have sensed that many of you have taken big steps in your faith journey as we have all walked together through the ups and downs of COVID. And it's been great to see and hear about the discussions in the home groups as we've wrestled with some of the more challenging passages in the Bible. And I feel there's been a real growth in our depth of commitment to God, which is reflected in the way that we pray and the things that we share in our thankful times on a Sunday morning. And going back to that verse from Zechariah, we've made some small beginnings. And now in the months ahead, as we look to return into our church buildings, now is the time to start building. Now is the time to start expanding what we're doing. And there was a final word that was given for us that really resonated with me. It was this: if you want to walk on water, you have to let go of the boat. We probably all know the story of Peter when Jesus invites him to get out of the boat, and they're with the disciples, they're on the lake, there's a storm, they all think they're going to die, and then Jesus appears walking on the water, and he invites Peter to get out the boat. And I think you've probably heard that phrase, if you want to walk on water, you need to get out of the boat. But what this lady was saying to us is that we don't just need to get out of the boat, we need to let go of the boat too. And she said this: I felt that this was about you letting go of the past. So you might possibly, during lockdown, felt that you stepped out of the boat. Things are a little bit strange and insecure, and you're doing things differently. And it felt like stepping out of the boat and trusting God is about walking on that water. But what he's saying now is, okay, when it gets a bit rocky, don't grab the boat for security, because if the boat's sinking, you're going to go down with that boat. You've actually got to let go of the boat now and walk on water towards Jesus. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but with God, we often only see one step at a time. And what we know is that as a church, St. James has been faithful to God through so many years, and you have all been so faithful to God in your walk with him. And I believe that he has been and will continue to be faithful to us at St. James, and he will lead us one step at a time, providing whatever resources we need in terms of people and of finances as we follow his lead. And I believe the next few years could be so exciting for us, but also really challenging at times. But we need to make that choice to step out of the boat, to let go of the boat, and to trust God. Going back to that Bible passage today, Jesus is encouraging his listeners to ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. And this is what we need to be doing, both now and in the months ahead, both for ourselves as individuals, but also for us as a church. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give us a little bit of time to be quiet and to pray about these things. And then we're going to have a prayer of commitment, which we're going to say together. So in the time of quiet, whilst the music is playing, I'm going to put that up, give you a chance to read through it so that you're comfortable with what it says before we actually set together. Thank you. do join in with this as we recommit ourselves to God today. Dear Lord, I commit myself again today to your service. I give you my hands to do your work. I give you my feet to go your way. I give you my tongue to speak your words. I give you my mind that you may think in me. I give you my spirit that you may pray in me. I give you my heart that I may love others as you do. Please use my gifts, my time, my finances as I work with the other members of St. James towards fulfilling your purposes for us here, to live God's love in our community, in our worship, and in our prayer. Amen.